This is the Engage Podcast, episode number 5.
Welcome to the Engage Podcast, where it's all about increasing your influence, impact, and income as a public speaker. And now, your host, he gave his first speech at age 12 and hasn't shut up since, Paul Evans.
What's up, legend? Hey, we've all had this happen to us. We've all been at that event where we were listening to a speaker, we were mesmerized, we were captivated, and I remember this happened a couple of years ago. I was captivated and listening to one of the best speakers on the circuit. He almost hypnotized us with his cadence, his style, rhythm, charisma. Leaning toward the stage, I began to study his methods, you know, in order to learn and apply some of his techniques. He seemed to possess every single tool of a top presenter. Halfway through his message, however, I started getting a little bit uneasy and I began to feel a little awkward because a couple of his illustrations were familiar. He told them in first person, but I knew the individuals that actually lived those stories. He changed a few of the details, but for the most part, he just plagiarized a story right in front of 2,000 attendees. So I leaned back in my seat, I listened to the rest of the speech, but I wasn't nearly as impressed as before. In fact, I was more skeptical because no one likes to be taken for a ride on a Ferris wheel when they thought they were boarding a roller coaster. Now, I did learn a lot that night, but not in presentation skills. I learned that no matter how great the speaker, no matter how much talent is there, you can save yourself any sort of credibility issues by not ignoring the two unbreakable laws of public speaking. Unbreakable law number one, the law of character. My mom always taught us as kids, actions speak louder than words. How we live always speaks louder than what actually comes from our lips. You want to trust the person speaking to you, and you want to be trustworthy when presenting. Character lends strength to your message before the first word is spoken, before the first note is taken, before the first laugh comes from the audience. Think about it. When someone approaches the microphone, you want the person to be good, skilled, interesting, exciting, magnetizing. You want to be those things as well. You want to be the best speaker, presenter that you can be. That is why you participate in organizations such as Toastmasters. You know the feedback, experience, and credibility from that type of association will catapult you in your communication. But even more critical than the ability of the presenter, you want to know if the person is credible. If a coworker steps to the podium to present a talk on office ethics and you know she's slipping supplies in her purse for personal use, what will your response be? When you see a flyer on the bulletin board, Bill What's-His-Name, speaking today on teamwork, but you know that he runs his company like a dictator, what happens inside of you? W. Somerset says this, don't be shortchanged by choosing personality over character. Somerset is right. Isn't shortchanged exactly how we feel when we discover a speaker is not what he claimed? On the other hand, when a person of character speaks, we feel rich even if the presentation was not the best. A simple test of character is revealed in the old adage, character is who you are when no one else is looking. That effortless phrase that just rolls out of our mouth that is somewhat cliched is really true and it's got true power. The goal is for us to be the same person when everyone's looking as when no one is looking. Who you are cannot be separated from your message. Your spirit, your character, and genuine heart will come through your words and your actions. After leaving the Civic Center 2 years ago, I began thinking about the speaker's message. I remembered the stories, even the ones out of context, but I did not remember his point. The more I reviewed, the more I realized that although over an hour was spent talking, very little valuable information was shared. And only after reflecting did I notice that he not only broke the unbreakable law of character, he broke a second law as well. Unbreakable law number two, the law of content. Charisma might deliver style points to listeners, but content delivers mind points. Of course, you want to become the best communicator you can be, but remember this, a bad day on the platform with poor content will leave an unrecoverable impression. But a bad day on the platform with strong content can still leave a very favorable impression. Consider it the rule of the walkaway. A speaker I heard, though entertaining, provided no walkaway information. As you prepare, look over your presentation and ask, well, what is the walkaway value of this material? Another way to think about it is, what will the audience remember when they get home? One sure way to accomplish this is to have your content so securely tied to your theme that it cannot be forgotten. Every point should reemphasize the premise of your presentation. They should support to the point of being inseparable. If possible, the content should be so strong that the audience would feel foolish for ignoring it and leaving it at the meeting that night. When you see people taking notes, you know you have content, because it's impossible to take notes on nothing. Nothing. Hey, that reminds me of that speaker again. Maybe I should look him up and thank him for making me think about what really counts in a presentation. Character and content. Break these two laws at your own risk.
You've been listening to the Engage Podcast. Head on over to EngagePodcast.com and get your free public speaker training that will help you avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. EngagePodcast.com. Speak with passion, or just leave me a note.